Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration once again. May the Lord bless you as you go about your day today. Our inspiration for today, I would like to read here from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And then Paul ends that verse by saying, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. So here's a good truth in the Word of God here in this chapter, that God doesn't leave us alone. God doesn't leave us to... This battle is not ours, it's the Lord's, and he provides everything that we need to fight this battle, and it's what we need to be, is to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, like it says in verse 10. And then God gives his whole armor. Verse 11 says to put on the whole armor of God, that we could might be able to withstand the devil. It says, again in verse 13, it says, take unto you the whole armor of God. So first it says to put it on like you would, you know, like you put your clothes on, you put this on. And then next it says, take unto you the whole armor of God. So you, like the, like the breastplate of righteousness, having the loins girt about with truth, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then it says, above all, you need one very important piece of this armor from God, is the shield of faith. And with the shield of faith, it says that you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And recently, we've been noticing that how it seems like the devil, the way that Satan goes about to discourage people is through fear and doubt. And those are the two main, I believe, temptations that Satan does, and that he causes people to fall into. And it's not very hard to do that, to start doubting. We see in the example of the children of Israel how for so many years they walked, and God showed them so many miracles that God did, and yet whenever something hard came up again, they forgot all about it. And so it's really easy to fall into, but that's why we need to have that shield of faith up all the time, so that we can stop all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then the next one was the helmet of salvation and the sword, the word of God. So those are very important. Those are very important pieces of the armor that we have to make sure that we put on. And then it ends by saying, to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we need to not only pray for our own strength, but also to pray for others, pray for other believers and others that might be struggling. So it's thought that this is a very important encouragement to have. So I hope that was encouraging. And just also like to invite any of you listening on Saturday mornings at 7:30. We have a live Bible study get together, and you can join that live if you like at 7:30 Eastern Saturday morning by calling 857-216-6700, and the access code is 525-819. So I hope that those of you listening that you would join in. It's always very nice to hear new people, and it was a very encouraging group of people to get together and study scriptures. So God bless you. Bless your day. Next time. Bye.